on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
Hey, if you missed our first couple segments, the Salvation Army doing so much here in New Mexico. And if you're not aware of the work that they do, I'd encourage you to go to our website at klyt.fm under the organizations page. Click on Salvation Army, send you to their site. But yeah, we mentioned it during our conversation, but I'm so impressed by the ministry that they do, as I am with our next guests, regular visitors each month. Johnny and Friends New Mexico. Mary's here. She's the area director, along with Liz, the ministry relations manager. Liz and Mary, Mary and Liz, ladies, thanks for coming to hang out.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much for letting us come and hang out.
Yeah, you're both properly attired. I got outside today, and I was, you know, too late. You know, guys, we're not super fashion-oriented, and I'm wearing this Hawaiian shirt, you know, for radio listeners. And you are properly dressed. Although, Liz and I were talking off the air, it's beautiful out, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Pull that over to you, Liz. Last year there was snow on the ground at this time. It's New Mexico, you know. I tell friends that haven't visited here before, I say Albuquerque's kind of like Denver and Phoenix had a baby. I kind of brag about it, although I don't ski or really even golf that much anymore. But there's times of the year where you can golf in the morning and ski in the afternoon if you want. I mean,
it's awesome.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
But along with all the great activities we have and opportunities to be blessed by ministries like the Salvation Army I mentioned, also Johnny and Friends New Mexico. And our listeners should be well enough acquainted with Johnny and Friends. They hear the short feature that we air daily on KLYT. But familiar with Johnny's story, Mary, for those not familiar with Johnny and Friends, you just don't know who's going to hear about it. Do you often run into someone that doesn't?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Or those who say, "Oh, Johnny."
Yeah.
Yes.
Then you know they kind of know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yes, and in fact, I was at a doctor's office one time, and we were discussing something, and she said, "What do you do for work?" And I said, "Oh, I work for Johnny and Friends." She goes, "JONI, Johnny?" And then you know they know.
Yeah.
So for those who don't know, who are listening, Johnny Erickson Tada, an amazing leader for this organization in the 60s, dove into the Potomac and broke her neck. Became a quadriplegic and then struggled through all the things that people struggle through when you have a life-altering event like that, from depression to now what, and her now what became what we are now, Johnny and Friends.
Yeah.
We help collect wheelchairs across the state, actually across the country, get them to local prisons where the prisoners have been trained on how to rehab them like new, and then we get them on shipping containers, get them to foreign countries where they have no hope of having mobility, and send that with the gospel, Bible. We bring trained people to come and train their family members how to maintain that chair. And the best part, of course, is sharing the gospel with them. And those chairs here in America would end up in a landfill.
Yeah.
Because they cannot be reused. So anybody out there listening, you have a chair, we'll take it.
Yeah, and it really has become a global ministry. And I mentioned the organizations page on our website at klyt.fm. If you click on the Johnny and Friends icon or logo there, you'll see Dee Dee. There's Dee Dee. It goes right to New Mexico. But a lot of the folks that are the friends, the Johnny and Friends, along with the team, and it is a nonprofit organization. You know, I was going to, maybe we'll mention it again towards the end of our visit, but it is a nonprofit organization, and like on most nonprofit organizations' pages, you'll find a donate button, and there's Dee Dee. Was she down in Capitan at Smokey Bear?
She was.
Yeah.
Yes. She was at the family retreat and had a great time. Saw her this morning as well.
But you can give towards the work of Johnny and Friends. And right now, Johnny and Friends have a matching gift. So there's a donor who stepped up and said, "Here's a big bag of money." Hopefully it's a big bag.
It is indeed.
Yeah. I'm prepared to give up to this amount of money if everyone else will contribute this much take it out of the bag and use it for Johnny and friends. So a matching gift has been given. And that's up to you. How much of that you want to share? Go for it.
Well, I'll tell you, first of all, I just want to say thank you. Thank you to those out there who are praying for the ministry. We could not do what we do without being shored up by those who have the call to come alongside us and pray for those that we serve, pray for our community, and really pray for the leadership that we continue to keep the main thing the main thing. It's all about the gospel. It's all about sharing with people who are home, feeling isolated and lonely. And we want to find them and help bring them into community and then get them connected with a local church who understands disability.
Yeah.
So from there, we have somebody who has caught the vision and said, you know what? I want to help. Let's help your donors double their money, double their impact.
Yeah.
And so this matching gift will allow us to help even more people and help us go deeper with people.
Yeah. So if you want to find out more about giving towards Johnny and Friends, go to johnnyandfriends.org. And like we've already done, I'll do it again. JONIAND Friends, johnnyandfriends.org/new-Mexico and find a way to give and to stay up to date and get the newsletter. And what will folks get when they get them? What will they with the newsletter?
Well, there's another couple of people I wanted to thank with this, and they will find out when they get the newsletter. It'll provide opportunities to come alongside and volunteer.
Yeah.
We have an incredible volunteer crew out there who show up to help us with every event, every mailing. You name it, they come and give of their time.
And they're really, for the most part, event/party. Right? They're fun.
Of course. Yes, they are.
Party in a good way, right?
Yeah, serving people is always fun and always heartwarming.
Yeah. Liz, what's your favorite event?
Ooh, that's a good one. Family retreat has to be my favorite. Just being with all the families there and celebrating them.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's in a beautiful location. You know, we were just talking about Capitan, that area, Lincoln County, a lot of history. Yeah. Billy the Kid type Lincoln County Wars, but there's a lot of nicer things happening there now with the work at Lone Tree and Fort Lone Tree, both of them actually, and opportunities of with Johnny and Friends. And it's not the only event. The family retreat's not the only event that happens up there every year.
Our Warrior Getaway is also up there helping veterans with disabilities.
Yeah. For both of those, I would encourage, you know, when you're aware that application is open, I always have to pause, make sure I don't say a different word.
Yes.
Application, you apply to go to the family camp and to go up with the Warriors. It fills quickly. However, you know what, if you're not going to go and you know that there's someone who should, there's another area where you can give specifically towards scholarships.
Absolutely.
That's
on our website. When you go to our website and go to donate, you can specify for the most urgent need, or you can specify for scholarships. So there's some other giving opportunities there.
Yeah. And, you know, coming up in our next segment, we're going to go into more detail. I want you to stick around to hear from Liz about the respites that we often mention, but we'll go into a little more detail and also finding ways to connect families that are dealing with disabilities, connecting them to the local church and how important that is. So we're going to go into more detail about that coming up in the next segment. But while we were on the getaways, let's talk about the marriage getaway.
Yes, please. So our marriage getaway, we didn't have it this year. We regrouped because we found that it's difficult for a family dealing with disabilities, either for their child or one spouse, to actually get away for a weekend.
Yeah.
So we took a step back and said, let's pilot a new type of program. And so we've been in process right now of figuring out, you know, what is it going to look like? And we think it's going to be like a one-day seminar, going to have it local here. And what we want to do is be able to help as many marriages as possible with practical tools, with encouragement. So it'll be a one-day event, easier to find some childcare for that one day than it is for an entire weekend. And so we're looking for some partners to come along that want to help us make that happen.
Yeah. It's important to be able to find, you know, like you mentioned, when you said childcare, now Johnny and Friends, I'm sure there's many families who have grown children
Yes.
That they need to find care for.
That's exactly what we're talking about. Yeah. In fact, today, this morning, we had a coffee and care event, and it's for caregivers. We had family members coming, and as everybody went around and shared, I mean, your heart just broke as you listened to stories. There was one mom who, she and her husband are aging, and so they're now transitioning their daughter into a home. How difficult is that?
Yeah.
But they're doing it now while they can still be around to help their daughter assimilate, and they're not even sure how much she'll understand.
Yeah, I can't begin to imagine the complexity of dealing with that.
Well, I'll tell
you. The emotions, yeah. the paperwork, the... And we would encourage our, you know, those that are listening and just, you know, hearing what we're saying and going, yeah, me too. Well, this is an area Johnny and Friends works with families, to help them through that transition. And when you support, Johnny and Friends New Mexico, especially at this time with the matching gift, like we mentioned, it goes towards things like, I mean, everything we're talking about. So keep that in mind as you prayerfully consider your gift.
And there's just one more sentence that was said today by a mom as she listened to her friend talking about making that transition. And she said, we're all constantly aware of the fact that someday we'll be gone and what's going to happen to our spouse or our child with special needs. And she said this sentence, and it was hard for her to get it out. And it was, we're probably the only demographic that wishes that our child goes before us so that we're not leaving them.
Oh, right. Right. Yeah. And which is unnatural whenever that happens. So yeah, just dealing with real emotions, dealing with real life situations. And at the same time, you know, what a mascot. I hate to say Johnny is a mascot, but what a leader. That, you know, you hear in her voice, you know, she could be Debbie Downer every day. And no, that doesn't happen. I'm sure that she's human. She's got to have a bad day. We just don't record it and play it on the
air.
Well,
she leans on the scripture so heavily. It just oozes out of her to be able to know that she follows the Lord and he is in the midst of it. And
well, she encourages those of us that don't struggle with disability. I mean, she is. Absolutely. Yeah, she is. She's really something else.
Yes.
Hey, listen, we're up against a break. We're going to take a break and come back and catch up with Liz. She's the Ministry Relations Manager with Johnny and Friends New Mexico. Ladies, can you hang out with us for a few more minutes?
Absolutely.
Okay, we're going to take a break and come back with more right after this on ABQ Connect. Hey, the rest of the show in our last segment with Johnny and Friends New Mexico. Before we jump back in, actually, I wanted to back up a little bit. I do this from time to time. I wish I did it more often when I think about it. Want to thank Tayshawn, our engineer, for getting us on and off the air. And, you know, behind the scenes stuff, I will tell you, I will testify today. I got caught in a meeting longer than I should have, and there was something I was supposed to be back in studios for. And I come back to the studios, Tayshawn's got it handled. So just so much appreciate the staff here that works behind the scenes. Many of them, you know, you may not be super familiar with, but thanks to Tayshawn and Mary. Before we move forward with some of the things we wanted to talk to Liz about, I wanted to revisit something you said in the last segment. You mentioned a couple of things that parents said during a coffee and care, and you know, you and I rolled right into it because, well, I know what it is, and so do you.
Sure.
But I wanted to make sure the families dealing with disabilities are aware that there is a coffee and care and it's available to them.
Yeah, thank you for that. So almost monthly, most months of the year, we have a gathering of caregivers. Sometimes it's a husband with a wife who is the one with a disability. Sometimes it's parents with children who have disabilities. And typically it's the caregiver who comes. Sometimes they bring that child because they don't have any place
or,
for them
or
to
spouse,
go.
Right. Yeah.
Right, right. And it's a time of about an hour and a half. There is goodies, coffee, tea, but really it's about sharing.
Peers.
I watched today as people were sharing practical tools with each other. Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm running into this. Oh, well, you know what? We do this with our child. Oh, what is that like? And so they're talking about job, you know, how to get a job. How can they get a job when they have this disability? And someone said, oh, you can try this organization. They will help teach them. So a lot of wonderful sharing, and then the heart, the heart stories just pour out of them. And, you know, we pray over them. We do a little bit of a Bible study. And really, it's just a time for people to get refreshed and come away ready for the next thing they have to face.
I love that. Sharing life experience is so valuable.
Yeah.
You know, what maybe came easy to one person is someone's having a difficulty with, and the person who's coasted right through it can share that, you know, experience and hopefully bring ease to the other that's in need. So,
sure. Or even a deep encouragement when someone struggled through it and somebody else now is struggling and they're on the other side.
Yeah. Yeah. And sometimes just a reminder, the struggle's going to be there. Mm-hmm. Jesus will walk through it with us, disabled or not.
Hallelujah.
But Coffee and Care New Mexico, and right now it looks like on the calendar, January 27th, as it draws near, there'll be location. But it's on the website at johnnyandfriends.org/new-Mexico.
Hey, and Steve, we also neglected to mention January 6th is the opening for applications for Warrior Getaway and Family Retreat.
All right. I'd much rather talk about that January 6th than other January 6s.
I saw you tighten up when I said January.
No, not at all. Not at all. I was like, oh, this is good. I like this. All right. Liz, thank you for your patience. As a ministry relations manager with Johnny and Friends New Mexico, bring us up to speed with the respites. Now, I'm very familiar with them, but those that aren't familiar and the need to connect families to churches. And I'm sure we left you plenty of time. We got about 5 or 6 minutes.
Yeah, sure. Thank you for asking. A respite is a very unique opportunity for families to, for caregivers to come in to a church. We have churches around New Mexico that offer a period of time of rest for these families. So it's usually a 3-hour period. And each church will get their own volunteers, and they go through a background check, and they're all trained on disability awareness and etiquette for these retreats and for the respites. And so what we do is the churches will open up their website and families can register for their child. They drop the child off for a period of 3 hours. They get a one-on-one buddy, and the caregivers can go and get rest, shop, go on a date, do something. Or I even have a friend that drops her daughter off so that she can spend one-on-one time with her son. And so it's an amazing opportunity for these families to truly get a time of rest, but also for these individuals with disabilities, they get a time of being with their peers, hanging out, and just being loved on.
Well, you know, we homeschooled our kids, so one of the things we often heard from people who were kind of anti-homeschool was, well, how do your kids get socialized? Trust me, my kids were extroverts. They did just fine. I won't go into all of that topic, but I say it that way because people were mistaken. And when I think about disabilities, I think, you know, there's a good chance people dealing with disabilities often don't have as much socialization as they might want or would be healthy for them. Is there any misnomer there? Is that a thing? And how effective the respites must be for this?
Yes, absolutely. That is pretty much everybody's story. 90% of families with disabilities are unchurched.
Yeah.
And a lot of times there's not a group that they can go to, or the church maybe is not always welcoming to families with disabilities. And so they just feel isolated.
Yeah.
And so they're looking for these opportunities where people want them there. And that's one great thing about Johnny and Friends is we offer free trainings and resources to churches and organizations to help them make it more welcoming and inclusive for families with disabilities. So we don't want any church to feel like they're alone in this journey. We will come alongside and give them free training and help.
Well, yeah, how much better, there's what you show up at a church and it could be, but then to have a church that's prepared and trained and encouraged. So when a family with disability Shows up. There's a celebration. Yay! They're here.
Yeah.
Right. And the churches, I love that you said a unique opportunity for the families and someone experiencing disability. It's also that unique opportunity for the church to go by that Luke 14 mandate of going out and welcoming in the poor, the lame, the blind, the crippled, so that God's house may be full.
Amen.
And I think one of the other things that's real special, that churches have the opportunity to be a full body of Christ. In 1 Corinthians 12, it talks about, you know, not everybody could be the hand or the head. But if we don't have our families with disabilities with us, we're still a disabled body of Christ.
Yeah.
So if we need to be more welcoming and have an opportunity for these families, not just to come and we serve them, but allowing them opportunities to serve as well, then we become a flourishing body of Christ.
Yeah. Oh, boy. We haven't told you about our inclusive night of worship coming up this next year, but we'll talk about that another time.
Yeah, we'll look forward to it. And you know, if you just tuned in, maybe just for this segment, didn't get to hear the first segment, a couple things. One, remember, we archive these conversations daily at abqconnect.online. And a lot of the information we've covered, you will find information at johnnyandfriends.org/new-mexico. I did want to ask you, Liz, is there any story that stands out to you, whether it's on the church side where they thought one and then they got to this point, or with families that found churches that stand out to you?
I would have to say a particular story would be a church that has been partnering with us and sending volunteers. They came to our camp to the second year now for family retreat. Well, then they had another missions trip that they were going on, and they're going to another home, another location with disabilities, and the other church that they were connected with didn't really feel comfortable serving in that capacity. Uh-huh. But this church that has been serving with us said, well, we want it. We'll be there. And so it was just so neat. And they just continue to share that story with us of how the impact that going to camp has made for
as Christians, you know, we're called to make disciples. And Johnny Absolutely. And Friends New Mexico is equipping the church to be able to serve in these areas that they may not feel they don't know they're equipped, but they are equipped.
Mm-hmm.
And Johnny and Friends helps walk through some of that awkwardness, some of that fear, some you know the unknown.
Yes.
That oh no, this is doable.
And there's so much on a pastor's plate and all the different staff members of the church. They have so much that they're responsible for. So sometimes when they hear, we'll come in and equip you, it's like, oh, our shoulders are getting higher, right? What program do we have to do now? And we're there to say, no.
Yeah.
We will take your existing team and just train them and teach them how to be welcoming to people with disabilities.
Yeah, and not throw them in and tell them to swim. You come alongside them and make sure they got it down. Learning to ride a bike, learning to swim. Johnny and Friends is the mentor that's going to show you how to do that. We mentioned earlier in the broadcast, in the first segment, a matching gift was given to Johnny and Friends. We want to mention that and let you know that when you give right now, there is an individual who's given a large gift, and your gift will be matched at johnnyandfriends.org/new-mexico. It's easy to find the donate button there. Ladies, we're out of time, as you can hear, but if you will, we'd like to invite you to come back again in the holidays. I'm guessing we'll get you back in December.
Yes, please.
Yeah, okay.
Absolutely. In prayer, we would love people out there listening to be sure to lift us up in prayer.
Oh, please do. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.